Astros fans here. Brian Arbour from GoGo Astros with another one of our short hops. And, if you're an Astros fan watching this video, I don't need to tell you that it did not go well in Chicago, and it did not well go in Washington, D.C., and it did not go, it's not going well. Why is it going poorly on this trip? In particular, the offense, which should be the strength of the team when the team turned it around last year. In the middle of the season, it's because it shifted from a to the offense, sort of turning around the offense. Well, here are the numbers on the trip here. They scored 15 runs. That's 2.5 a game. And one today fits with that. They have 48 hits. That's not so bad. That's 8 a game, but only 8 of those are extra base hits. Or put another way, of those 40 hits, 40 are singles. They are not driving the ball, and that's why they're not scoring many runs. 10 walks, just over one a game. That's not almost two a game. That's not particularly good. 38 strikeouts. They don't strike out that much, but they're not hitting the ball with any power. And then they're particularly feeble with runners in scoring position. 10 for 46. That's a .217 batting average on the road trip. So it's a combination of they're not hitting the ball hard and they're not hitting the ball at the right moments. And that's the biggest reason why they are 1-5 on this road trip. It's not necessarily the biggest reason why they are 9-19 on the season, though it's again, the fact they're not hitting with runners in scoring position is a big part of it. That'll turn around eventually. But we're getting to the point where eventually is, not something the Astros can really look. The long road doesn't matter because they are again 7-19. This is the slowest start to the Astros, their worst record through 26 games since 1969. That it's not nice. And again, part of the problem, of course, is that they're not getting good starting. They haven't gotten good starting pitching. They got decent starting pitching today. Verlander managed to hold runs off, but again, because they only scored one run, hey, 3 runs is not so bad. If they allow 3 runs every game, they're fine. If they score one run every game, they're going to be 1-5 like they are on this trip here. So, at some point, I'm the analytics guy, I'm the numbers guy. Numbers work out for you in the long run. They also sometimes they don't sort of go your way. The offense is better than what we saw this trip here, and over the long run, it'll be better. We saw some of that earlier this season, but they need the offense to be really good as soon as possible. They need everything to be really good as soon as possible, because again, this team is, we've talked about the emotional hole this team has dug, and you feel it, I feel it, we all feel it. 7-19 means that they're really digging a hole in the standings. They've been the one saving grace as the division hadn't run away early. But until you win games, until you can actually start putting wins together, it really doesn't matter, because if you're only winning this small number of games, you're in, well, what we all feel, right? You're in big trouble. We will see what happens. The Astros have an off day tomorrow, and then they will be in Mexico City against, here's the good news, the Rockies, who are an actual terrible team. A team we expected to be terrible has been terrible. So hopefully, between Rockies pitching and the altitude of Mexico City, the bats can get going. The Astros desperately need it as soon as possible.